is how my arms get all banged up. It's 75 for here, Steve.
It's a sunny day on San Antonio's south side, and Phyllis Ingram with the League of Women Voters is out delivering voter guides with her husband, Steve.
2, 4, 6.
The county's Bibliotheque Library on South Zarzamora is one of nearly 50 where she or other volunteers will drop off the pamphlets. They're filled with candidate biographies and other nonpartisan information about where they stand on issues.
Hi, got your voter guides. Here you go.
Every election cycle, the League prints and hands out these guides, this year more than 8,000 of them, to people to get them to the polls.
And how, what's the cost on that?
It's a lot of work.
It is blood, sweat, and tears or dollars.
That's why Ingram's excited about the voting app. It's a free tool from Austin-based Civic Technology Foundation that makes local election information, like the League's guide, available on your cell phone. Ingram says the last time they added the League's guide to their app, it reached as many as 5,000 more people without her having to drop off a single guide.
We have more power in our pocket now than they did to send, you know, an astronaut into space. So the question is, how are we going to use those devices to evolve the way that we participate in 21st century democracy?
Civic Technology Foundation Executive Director Jeff Cardenas believes the app is effective because it uses push notifications that pop up on your phone with messages like,
hey, early voting starts in 2 days. Have you seen your ballot?
Or,
there's several polling places in your area.
And it would use your location and plot those polling places on a map. The app uses your address to tell you exactly what issues and candidates are on your ballot. It will show you how well you align with candidates on positions. One major thing designers did for better engagement was to include short video voters' guides for candidates.
My first priority is in connecting.
The thing they said is fix our street.
We also have to have an increased surge of civic engagement.
Brian Halderman is director of the University of Texas San Antonio Center for Civic Engagement. He likes the videos and thinks they'll attract younger eyes. Student-aged adults have increased their share of the voting population in national elections, but remain low in municipal ones. He thinks an app can help.
I do like the idea of having an app that provides notifications or reminders. Whether or not students are going to download it and use it, you know, that's a whole other kind of unknown.
This is the fourth election in which the voting app has been used in Texas, and Joe Santori, the other half of the Civic Technology Foundation, says they aren't doing it to get rich.
We genuinely feel like this is one of those things that deserves to exist. And so we're doing what we can to make it happen. Doing everything we can to make it happen, quite honestly.
Santori supports himself as a video game developer and designer, while Cardenas left his job at a robotics startup to run the foundation full time. They offer this app free, but it isn't easy. These kinds of tools are time intensive and expensive to build. So making it sustainable is their next plan. One thing they don't want to do, that other similar apps do, is sell the user data, says Jeff Cardenas.
There's this saying in technology that if you're not paying for it, then you're not the consumer, you're the product.
Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.